show.
I'm just going to make sure that it's working.
No, it totally is. I'm receiving texts.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you to all of those. I'm receiving so many texts. All of my fans.
Everyone is listening. Oh my gosh, yeah, it says that we're live on air.
Well, hello.
I'm sending a link.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody.
Good morning, Coopertown.
This is Anna and I's first show of the semester. Also, first show ever. Wait, but this is really special because for me, because I used to do a radio show with Jamie and she was on ski team. And now I'm doing a radio show with Anna, who's also on ski team.
Yeah, I mean, should we just like do little introductions of like how we know each other?
I don't even know how I know you.
Okay, so I will tell the story. Basically, Caroline was my orientation leader my freshman year.
It was awesome.
It was okay. I mean, it was like fine. She did her best. No, I'm kidding. She was really, really funny and awkward. And then me and Rachel, shout out Rachel, who was also in my OL group and is now a dear, dear friend. Rest in paradise. I'm kidding. We started hanging out with Caroline, right? So then we became friends. Yeah. To this day, Caroline only ever introduces me to people as her orientee.
Right.
But I think
that's true.
Well, yes, but I'm also your friend.
Like, maybe.
Okay, you know, I'm just going to keep going on with the story. So, basically, Caroline did some things that I wanted to do, and we make it a joke how I basically copy her in everything that she does. What are you doing? That's not my name. It's like a weird... Hold on. Sorry, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Basically, we went into this episode with Caroline being like, let's just wing it. No music, just really try...
That's my vibe.
No, I totally get that. But now I need to find my Spotify handle thing because it's a really weird...
Hold on. What's our favorite song?
No, I got it. Do we have a favorite song? Okay, so this is my username. It's that 20. Just look it up. You'll find it. Just type it in. It's a weird username. I know. Does anyone else have that issue? Like their username? There I am. Their username is just a bunch of random letters and numbers.
Anna just texted you.
What? Thank you, Anna, for laughing.
Other Anna.
No, I feel like we need to talk more about ourselves.
Okay, yeah. No, keep going.
Oh, basically, so some examples. Caroline became an orientation leader, right? Amazing, fun. I became an orientation leader, right? Amazing, fun.
Fun.
Caroline joined a ski team.
And Anna joined ski team.
Caroline was involved with Greek life. I became involved with Greek life. And then Caroline became unaffiliated with Greek life. Then I became unaffiliated with Greek life. I just think it's really fun. Oh, Caroline, during orientation, she did this thing where she would tie her keychain around her Nalgene water bottle and put it over her shoulder like a little purse.
It's right here, guys, if you can hear
it. I wish you had a little like visual, but you don't. And it was so funny. And then
so funny
during orientation training last year, I started doing that. Like and it's like an innate thing.
Happened.
I just do it.
It's in your genes.
I think, yeah.
From orientation.
You're in my, wait. I'm secretly Caroline.
I'm secretly Anna.
No, Caroline, you're just you.
Okay.
I just want to be you.
Oh, right.
I'm going to become a... Oh, so fun fact. I changed my minor to become a data science minor.
Oh my God.
I'm really excited.
Okay. Yeah, what? Okay, wait. What else should we say? Okay.
What else should we say?
Do you want to live in my house?
Did you guys know that Caroline's from Maine?
Yeah, I'm from Maine.
Do you want to live in my house?
Okay, yeah. Let's do introductions. I'm from Maine.
Oh, I feel like we're way past that point.
That's about it about me.
Yeah, she's from Maine. She has a dog. She has a brother, older brother, who went here.
Yes.
She has Marvin.
moving on.
Okay, so fun fact about me.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm from upstate New York, Albany, outside of Albany.
That's fake. You're not actually from
Albany. I'm from East Greenbush.
Okay, there it is.
I have a brother, same age as me. We're both adopted. I'm a chemistry major. And I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Show.
Okay, so our show is going to be a mixture of talking and music.
And music. Oh, what kind of music do you like? We've bonded over liking, there was this one person that we both talked about liking freshman year. It was like this guy. Maybe it was just Dominic Fike.
Yeah, we both like Dominic Fike. Should we start with a Dominic Fike song?
Yeah, let's start with a Dominic Fike song. Shout out all the Dominic Fike
fans. Wait, there's a lot of good music on this playlist.
Yeah, no. Caroline is currently looking at a playlist that my car made for one of our ski team trips, and it is a really good playlist. Yeah.
Which one should we do?
This one's good.
I like this one.
Politics and Violence.
I also like that one. It's explicit, and I don't remember what that means.
Oh,
for
we
us.
Can't do explicit songs. Look up.
I like
the
Vampire.
Non-explicit. Okay, do Vampire. So we're gonna play a song for you all.
By Dominic Fike. And hopefully I figure out how to get it to play.
Yeah, I think it will figure
on
it out.
The
there might be
radio.
Like an awkward silence.
If there is, I sincerely apologize. Okay, wish me luck. Bye.
Have fun.
Can you feel the predator eyes on your neck? Passing you on the way down, descending the stairs. And the whole room is watching while pretending to dance. It was close, cause I don't know if you're standing a chance on your own. But I know you didn't make any plans. And when the clock strikes for the night, you'll be doing all right with somebody you don't even like. Talking about your life. 1, 2, are we dead? Is this really real? Why were you feeling lived?
If you want to send in a song request or just call and hang out, the phone number is 610-330-5316. That is 610-330-5316. Okay, now continuing with the song.
Everyone at this party, your mind is a mess. Things when you don't even lie to your bed. When it's over, you roll out, you come down the stairs, and there's no sign. The party vanished into thin air, just like a ghost town. Your best friends weren't even named in a hotel. You realize you don't even care. When the alarm shuts, set a light burn. When you feel the white, better white lies. Last night was set up. 1, 2, are we dead? Is this really real? Why were you feeling real? Yeah.
That was Vampire by Dominic Fike. Really great song.
Really great song.
Really wonderful. You go.
No, go. No, you go.
No, you go.
No, I was going to change the subject.
Oh, I was going to talk about Dominic.
Okay, yeah, so do that.
Fun fact for all the Euphoria fans. I keep saying, like, oh my God, for all
of you
fans.
Okay, but it better not be a spoiler.
No, he dies. No, I'm kidding. Stop. He's in the newest Euphoria season, I didn't know that he acted.
I'm not sure I even know what he looks like, if I'm being quite honest.
So I have another little fun fact about him. His apple tattoo under his eye is a tribute to his sister, I think his sister's name is either Apple or he calls her Apple, but the tattoo under his eye is like a tribute to her. I think she's still alive. But that's a cute little fun fact that I know about. Oh my God, she's so young. But yes, he does have a sister who he calls Apple. But that's a little fun fact. That's basically cute. Oh, so funny story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Another one?
Oh, you know, you want to tell a funny story?
No, okay. I don't have one.
Well, it's not actually funny because like people weren't there. But it was when I asked you if you had watched the newest Euphoria episode.
Oh, okay.
And Caroline, every time I talk about Euphoria, Caroline
because I'm behind
freaks out.
Because I'm behind.
No, but it was really rude what you did to me yesterday. I asked her, I was like, oh, have you watched the newest Euphoria episode? And she turns to me and goes, obviously I haven't. Like, why would you assume that? Like, she got so
No, I said, defensive. Why would you ask that? I didn't say, why That's would you assume
worse.
That?
That's even
you
worse.
You knew I was behind.
How did I know that?
Because it's been the topic of conversation every single week as a new episode comes out.
Well, I'm not aware of that. I thought that maybe you would, like, catch up because you're, like...
No, because every time a new one comes out, I get overwhelmed.
Oh. That's true.
Did you not know that about me?
Are you stalking my Spotify?
No. No.
Wait,
no.
Can you follow me? Did you follow me? That way it's right there.
This is...
But okay. I know, but it's following like all WGRH people.
Okay, the next song is yours, so why'd you pick it?
Okay, so this song is called Taste of Honey by Paul Desmond. Fun fact, it was one of my top 5 songs of this year. It's a very instrumental, jazzy song, but there was one day where I was like... in a weird mood, and I listened to it over and over and over again.
On repeat. Okay.
And like it's just, Boogie? It like, not like that, but it's not as bad as that one. But it was still really good. But yes, I do really, really enjoy it. It's very vibe and calming for me.
Okay.
So here's a little taste.
I'm excited to hear it.
A little taste of honey. A little
taste of honey. Okay, enjoy. Thank you.
Was a Taste of Honey by Paul Desmond.
Yeah, I really like that. Really good. I do understand the vibes that you were talking about.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So someone special's listening.
Oh, I think my mom is listening. Hey, mom. If you're calling in from Chicago, she just landed in Chicago.
Really?
Yes. So if you're listening, just wanted to say hi. Thanks for tuning in. Such a supportive mom. Caroline just took a picture with her big camera just to narrate the... Oh, that is cute. That is cool.
Okay, so we were thinking about doing the next song.
We were thinking about playing more music.
And I thought I would play an Anderson .Paak song because inspired by his presence at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Which I did not know until now.
Yeah, and then I was telling Anna, and Anna didn't know. So, yeah, he was playing the drums during the Super Bowl performance, halftime show or whatever. And that was awesome because I saw him live with my brother once, and he's such a cool, like, drummer to watch.
Yeah.
And he's really good. So, oh, and then I was going to say that he, like, kind of made his career first in, like, drumming and... Like, before he was a solo artist, he was doing other stuff. And so he's kind of awesome, and I like him. So, anything else?
No, that was, yeah. Fun fact, I really only, I mean, he obviously recently blew up, but I didn't really know anything about him until, like, last year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So fun.
So fun. What song did you know first? Do you remember?
Oh, the one where he's talking about, like, being really, like, can't come down too high up.
Oh, it's called Come Down.
Come Down, yes. Yeah, yeah. Because my roommate, or my previous roommate, Annie, would play it.
Okay.
She was obsessed with it.
I can see it.
Yeah. No. I can't come up. I'm coming. I can't come down. I'm up there. that one.
Okay.
Okay, good stuff.
All right. Here we go.
Enjoy this song.
But this song isn't that one. No. This is Make It Better.
But This was a good one.
This is a good
one. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
To walk.
having so much fun. So now, how could we both forget telling each other we're the one? We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me, close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night, awkward in the tight.
It's already figured out.
No, I know that I was. I was trying.
We have it figured out.
I was trying to prank them.
Oh right, we're really disorganized. No, that was a prank. No, I pranked them.
You got them so good.
I got them really good.
Caroline just took some funky little photos while we were listening to.
Yeah,
that
I have my camera. I'm a photographer.
She's a photographer
for the newspaper.
She is a photographer for the newspaper.
That's yeah.
Oh, do you know Laundry Day?
Would I know a song?
Like,
I did do my laundry today.
You would probably know Jane. Okay, that's really funny. Is it Laundry Day for you?
Like, it actually was, though.
Oh, you have a set day?
No,
oh.
I usually do, but I broke it today.
Oh my god, you're so bad. No,
I did my laundry.
They just
though.
Came out with a new album. They're this located one? In...
Which song should I?
Jane is kind of played. Did you sleep last night?
I did. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Oh my god. So fun. No. So fun fact: they came out with a new album. They're a small town band from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And
how can
so
that,
many people.
How can you be a small town band from
New
York City?
Well, they obviously blew up, but they're like high school students and. A lot of people here who live in the city like know who they are and are friends with them. Like,
wait, are they
every
from
single,
the city or
they
from a small
live
town?
In the city,
so how
they
is
know.
It a small
I know
town
people
band.
Who know them. What? Okay, you know what, Caroline? It's a city band. Does that make sense?
Like you just can't call it a small town band.
I
do they call themselves
that? No, it's an adjective that I was using to describe them, and I realized that it doesn't make sense because they're from a city. They're a large Big Apple city band who relatively recently blew up.
I get what you're saying.
But they have the vibes of like a small town band.
Got it. Okay, okay. So they have like small town band vibes.
It's the vibes. That's the word I forgot to put in.
Like, I know this really small town also called New York City. So I didn't know if you were referring to that
small,
one.
They're from a small town called The City. But they're
like
from
a lot
New York
of people.
City, but small town.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyways, they're one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
So many people. I'll tell someone who's from the city. I'll be like, oh, I like Laundry Day. And they're like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, I know them. Like, my sister's friends with them.
Oh, really?
Like, my friend dated
Oh,
the
I see what you mean by the small
Like, no,
town
I know,
bands,
like,
but...
three people that I've met from the city, like know them.
Okay, so are they, like, on our guest list for the upcoming
No,
weeks?
We can definitely get them to come over.
Okay.
Because we have connections
right.
with them.
Right, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I know them.
Maybe. They were the last concert I saw before COVID.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was the last concert I saw before COVID?
Isn't it? Keep going. How many concerts would you say you've been to?
I've been to... Well, my first concert ever was with my mom.
Mine
and we
too.
Saw Jason Mraz.
I saw the Wiggles.
Okay, that is much better than mine.
No, I love Jason Mraz. Are you kidding?
No, yeah, but like the Wiggles.
Oh,
so
obviously.
I saw him. I saw, you know, Philip Phillips.
Yeah. Jack Johnson. Was that your
No,
answer?
I didn't see Jack Johnson.
Dang.
I saw Maggie Rogers with my roommate, Deanna. I saw.
Oh, I remember that. Well, I wasn't there, but I
saw
remember stalking you.
Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott opened for him, and it was really cool.
That's really good.
I saw Anderson Paak. I already said that. I saw Daniel Caesar, I saw Khalid, I saw Glass Animals.
That's good. That's a good list.
Am I missing any?
You tell me.
I think that's it.
Maybe it was like Glass Animals, the last one that you saw?
That was after COVID. That was my first concert.
Oh, I haven't been to a concert since after COVID. But I've been to, so I made a list yesterday.
Okay.
And I've been to like 17 concerts, which is like really a lot. And like, very honored to have been to that.
Yeah, that
many.
Is.
But
I think Maggie Rogers was mine.
Yeah.
Before
but
COVID.
In high school, my friends were like, oh, let's just like go to this concert in the city. And then we would just like go.
Yeah.
And
see,
then there were a lot of like,
I'm from Maine.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Did you guys know that Caroline's from Maine?
Although I did actually see Anderson Paak in Maine.
Wait, he went to Maine?
Westbrook, yeah.
He knows where Maine is?
Well, he did miss when he said like, welcome.
He mispronounced it.
No, he said the wrong town.
He was like, hello, Norway.
He said the wrong town.
Hey, Paris.
No, he didn't come up that far. He was in
Sweden.
He was on the coast. But he was in Westbrook, but he called it Portland. And I felt really bad for Westbrook because Westbrook basically is in Portland's shadow. And then he literally called Westbrook Portland.
Oh, that's actually really awkward.
It's like...
Yeah.
Another example.
The hot dogs in Maine are really weird.
The red ones?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
I've had horrible
Remember
experiences
we talked about
this
when
like,
you were my orientee?
When I... Oh my God, that's the first time you've used in the past tense.
When
you've referred to me as your orientee in the past tense. When you were
no,
my
but
orientee.
Like when you... When
during orientation.
Yeah, that.
They're so like... chewy and hard on the outside and it freaks me out.
Oh, like the
and
casing?
And that's why I don't like Maine.
No, the red hot dogs are... My mom doesn't like them either.
But why? What are they? Why are they different from...
They're snappers.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just know that they're called snappers.
That sounds like a fish.
Hot dog snapper. If you Google it...
It's like a different...
It's
I didn't
the
realize
red
you
snapper
could make
hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Maine's favorite home grilled. Like literally when you type in hot dog snapper, everything that shows up is about Maine.
Wow.
Which I didn't know was a main thing. I didn't know it was a main thing.
Caroline has a page of just hot dog pictures on the screen right now. We should probably delete our search history after this.
Like, I'm going to leave the image up, I think.
We can embrace the hot dog during our next song. Can we find a hot dog song for the next song?
Definitely.
Did you choose our next song yet? I mean,
no, you did.
You did choose our next song yet. Yeah,
I don't know. Did you sleep last night?
Did you do your laundry today?
I did.
I didn't.
So it sounds like both of these things are true, which is why we picked this song.
It all fits together.
And I slept last night and I did my laundry today. Yeah. So with that being said, our next song is Did You Sleep Last Night by Laundry Day.
And that was, did you do your laundry today? And did you also sleep last night? Because Caroline did.
Yeah. No big deal.
No biggie.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm currently on my second cup of coffee.
Oh my God. Oh, that's not that bad. I like reacted as if you said like five.
I'm currently on my, dude, there's a guy in percussion ensemble. Love him to death. If he's listening, love you to death. One day he drank like 10 cups of coffee.
That's interesting.
Really, really bad for him. And he got like 30 minutes of sleep. I would tell you. Well, because he drank 10 cups of coffee, like at dinner time. Like,
oh my God.
No, like all in one sitting. Oh my God. What?
Nothing.
So silly. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's maybe not the best.
How many cups? Coffee do you drink day?
Just one. I know.
When did you start drinking coffee?
Like right when I get up, I make a cup.
You started drinking right when you get up?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Right, immediately, and then I all day.
No, me too. No, it's like a slow sip for me. So it's like a slow release okay. of caffeine into my body.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, we're done already. We're done. Are we done talking?
Oh, the show's over. Oh, sorry, bye.
That was so there's still pictures of hot dogs up on the screen.
I forgot to put in those songs.
Oh, we haven't put in. It's fine.
Anywho.
So this next song is called Can I Be the One, which I got from a TV show I was watching on HBO. I forget what the show? Name. Generation.
Okay, I don't know it.
And it was in the background of one of the scenes, and it was amazing. And so I obviously Shazammed that. And I...
What?
Oh my God. Hey, what? Amelia. Anyways, I listened to it from the show, and it was really, really good. And Amelia knows this song as well. Can you hear the typing of Caroline's fingers on the keys?
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have another shout out to give, and it's to my mom.
Aw.
I guess she's listening.
I guess, hey, Mom. Hey, Caroline's mom.
She's the one that doesn't like red hot dogs.
I relate to you with you. I don't like them either. Do you like them? Do you like the Snappers?
They're fine. I haven't had one in a while, though, because they don't have them here.
Well, makes sense.
But, like, I feel like they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But...
You just got really loud.
Did I?
Because you're really close to the mic.
Did I?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Anyways, good
should
stuff.
We play the song now?
Yeah, no, I think we should. Okay. Yeah, it's a little backstory. It's by... Wait, what is it? Daydream Mazzy. I don't know any of their other songs, but it's a really good vibey song, so cue that up.
Okay,
get that song playing.
Here
Bye-bye.
We go.
Stay no more hiding from my ways. Tissues, leave them face to face, huh? Leave them face to face, huh? Leave them face to face. Sabotage myself, but I'd rather move with grace. I'm 100, baby. I'ma stay up in my lane. Need to study up, but I am learning how to change. Car and I didn't come back. You know I ain't right like that, but you know I don't bite like that. And I can feel alone sometimes, like I'm the only one sometimes. But if I'm with you, I don't mind. I feel fine, I'll still try. No more hiding from my ways. Leave them face to face, huh? Leave them face to face. Sabotage myself, but I'd rather move with grace. This study of the I am learning how to change. Pulled up, rocked it, marched it, showbiz. You look gorgeous, more of this, yeah. I'm not
Okay. So our next song is
We're just going right into it.
Inspire our theme of conversation Our theme of topic right now is about tears and crying, because you know what? Sometimes it's good to get it out.
Caroline loves that, doing that.
But our next song is called Maple Syrup Tears. And it's a song that Do you know it?
No, I don't.
I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
It's by Haran John. I'm probably going
to. Oh, I know him. My mom's friends with him.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh.
Wait, as in, yeah, I am kidding.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but my crying story is, like, I don't even know which one to pick from, but at our
Sorry to interrupt. How often do you cry, would you say? I think we need talk about that first.
Okay, but usually not that often.
Okay. Okay, now but continue.
Maybe more within the past couple weeks. No, but at our race a few weekends ago, you were there, and me and Anna were sharing a room at the place that we were staying, and we were just having a fun night, you know, just hanging out, and then all of a sudden, it was 5 a.m, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next day, when I get really tired, I can't really regulate my emotions very well, so I cried in the lodge. I cried in the lodge talking about the fact that I was probably going to cry later because I was tired.
Oh,
so I turned to Anna and said, I'm probably going to have to cry
and
later.
Then tears immediately.
Because I can't really... I usually cry when I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then I started crying thinking about crying.
Yeah, I got 2 hours of sleep because we went to bed at 5 and we were supposed to be up at 7 a.m. to go
shred. Okay, well, 2 is better than 0.
That is true. And then you tried to take a nap when you got home,
and
right?
I couldn't fall
asleep.
And you didn't
sleep.
Yeah, but I slept well that night.
Yeah, you did. You did. We went to bed early that night.
Okay,
but
what's your crime?
I've never seen you so close to crying.
That I was crying, though.
Oh, I have a funny... okay, so usually I will, like, cry. I think last semester I cried a good amount. This semester I haven't cried at all. I haven't cried... I don't think I cried over break. Maybe like once while watching a movie. But I have a
maybe
funny...
Maybe it's because you're hanging out with me so much.
Yeah, no, you just... Yeah, exactly.
Because it reminds you of orientation.
No. Well, orientation made me want to cry, so I'm kidding. The time that I almost cried, where it was like really bad in the library, was when you were there.
The textbook?
Yeah, the textbook.
Wait, was that this semester?
No, that was last semester.
Okay.
I... was trying to get my religion textbook.
Right.
And I got the wrong one. And then I realized I got the wrong one again.
Oh,
so
God.
I basically got the wrong book 3 times because I'm really, really stupid. But
it was just a mistake.
I went to the library because they were like, oh, they have the textbooks and I needed to read something before like the next day. And then I was asking the person and he was like, oh yeah, it's in like 25FWZ or something, like some random number and letter combination. And I got so stressed.
Anna had never checked out a book before.
Well, yeah. No, because I
from
don't
the
like
library?
Books. Books are stupid. Anyways,
that's bold.
My mom
likes reading.
No,
she was just offended by that.
Oh, sorry, mom. As soon as I turn around, my Lord and Savior, Caroline Burns walks in, and she's like smiling on her face, like hey, and I'm like almost in tears, and I have like a little
sticky note of the aisle
with the guy wrote, and he wasn't like, no offense, he was just like, oh yeah, this is where it is. We might have it.
He didn't know that it was your first time ever finding a book in the library.
Yeah, and I didn't want to tell him that because I just like wanted to be a strong, independent woman.
Okay,
and so you walked me up there,
and then it wasn't
even
there.
You held my hand.
It wasn't even there.
There was like a teacher's version that was there.
Oh, okay.
And we're like sitting in the middle of the aisles of the books, and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, I can't find this freaking book. And then I almost sobbed. And then you had to like go. And then I realized that the book was like the right one. And then I read it.
So it was awesome.
It wasn't awesome. I wouldn't use awesome as the words to describe that experience. But
sounds really awesome.
I think it helped.
I helped?
If you weren't there, I actually would have probably had a breakdown in the middle of the library because I had no idea where to go. And you're like, oh yeah, FWGYS, I know where that is. Let me bring you there.
Okay, maybe I'll take you through a tour sometime.
Yeah, well, I did do the library orientation tour thing. Not orientation, there was
really?
A library tour at the beginning of the semester and I was the only one out of
That's
all my friends who
so
went.
So funny.
They gave us little goodie bags afterwards.
Did anyone else even go?
There was like a couple other people in my group. I was that student. I was that first year student.
You really were.
Who participated in all the things.
You were.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
so silly.
So in honor of our tears.
Anyways.
We'll play the song Maple Syrup Tears.
By Huron John, my mom's friend.
Shut up.
Goodbye, John.
Saying a bad word there at the end.
He wasn't, don't worry.
Got a little scared.
He wasn't. Oh.
What?
If you want to call in, you can request a song.
Exactly.
And we can play it. And you can do that by calling 610-330-5316.
With the 10 minutes that we have left, you better get those song recs in, because we are slammed. We got a long list of songs that we want to play.
Okay, but I also just found out from Anna's mom that the concert venue that I saw Anderson .Paak at in Westbrook closed down.
Wow. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm not exactly sure yet.
Did it say why it closed down?
It says... concert venue at Rock Row in Westbrook shuts down, but not because of COVID.
Something about Caroline is she loves to do her research.
I do Google.
About things. She's a big Googler.
Big time Googler.
Also, aren't you like obsessed with that weird like internet speed? Oh my God, you just made the weirdest face. That weird like internet speed thing where you can like see the thing.
Speedtest.net?
Oh my gosh, she literally just went there.
I'll let you know, for all of you wondering, if you go to speedtest.net, you can see what your speed, Wi-Fi speed is. Right now, our download speed is 94-ish, and our upload speed is about, whoa, also 94-ish.
Is that good or bad?
Now, for reference, at my house,
yeah,
which, granted, I live in Maine. In rural Maine. We don't have broadband Wi-Fi.
She lives in the city of Maine.
We don't have...
From a small town in the Maine.
Like, it's like New York City, kind of. But our download is like 10, and our upload is like 1.
1?
Hmm?
And you live
1
there?
To 3, maybe?
Are you okay?
Well, we back when it was COVID and I had to take class from home.
What did you just like?
No, I thought there was a hair. Like, you know how your hair gets stuck in your...
Yeah, keep going.
But they, whenever I had to go to Zoom class at night, because I had a night class and it was 7 to 10, no one was allowed to stream any TV because otherwise I wouldn't be able to...
You would die.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to like talk in class and stuff.
That's really... I'm just...
Well, you can apologize to my parents because they had to watch cable TV.
I'm so sorry, parents, for watching cable TV.
But no, it's great.
For some reason, I like control the Wi-Fi in my house. Like, I have the account that's connected to, like, we have Orbi, which I know you know.
I have Orbi.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't. But.
I was, because obviously I'm the only tech person in my house. Every time I come home, my parents are like, Anna, can you fix this?
Obviously.
And so it's connected to like my phone. Like, I'm the only one that has the app.
My parents are both oblivious too.
They're incompetent.
That's a joke. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mom.
They're quite literally the opposite.
And it's so weird because through Orbi, you can see like certain websites that are blocked on certain people's phones. Like, I can like see like when there's like a spam of something coming into like someone else's phone. It's weird. And I, like, know who's connected to the Wi-Fi, so whenever my brother has friends over, I can, like, see exactly
who's
on.
Can you kick them off it?
No, well, probably if I tried hard enough.
Wait, that would be really funny.
Yeah, I know.
Could you, like, hack their phone?
That'd be so silly of me. Well, you're the data science minor. You should be able to, like, hack into anything.
Like, yeah, I already, like, hacked your phone.
I know. Like, as we're sitting here right now.
Yeah, like, I already did it.
Through Spotify, you hacked my
phone. I hacked you. Like, you, yeah.
Like, you're hacked. Caroline, stop reading that article.
So I think that the venue shut down because it was never supposed to really be a permanent venue.
Oh, it was like a temporary?
Like, literally when me and my brother went, it was like a gravel
dirt
pit
box.
With like a little...
Because it's for Maine.
It was like all temp...
Sorry, keep going.
No, because it was like all temporary stuff. So I think that... I don't really understand.
You know, Caroline.
Okay, this is so annoying. Okay,
yeah, you're really reading into this.
What's the next song?
Oh, this song called "Old Bone" by Wet and Jim E. Stack. I listened to this. What? It's
sounded really funny.
Well, the thing is, this is no, not the original. Wait,
the remix, yeah. With Jimmy Stack.
Yeah, the remix. The remix is the good one.
Okay.
Because this is all I listened to this summer while I was walking across campus. I was really, really good.
Oh,
because
you were on campus.
I was on campus, yes.
Okay. But
it's also like kind of vibey, kind of
low-key.
I've
said that about every song.
Okay, well, I like vibey.
Okay.
It's ethereal. Is that better?
Oh my gosh.
I think this will be the last song we play. Well, yeah, it will be. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy this Old Bone, and we'll say goodbye afterwards.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you. Beyonce.com.
Hello.
Hey.
We wanted to do a little fun outro.
I really hope they can hear it because it's on.
I think they can because I can hear it in the
headphones.
Turn it down a little bit, the music.
Up?
No, down, down, down. Anna goes, no. This is a Ski Team favorite. We're going to play this as we say
this
goodbye.
This started with my brother.
As we say goodbye.
Did
goodnight.
You know that?
No. You have a brother?
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm so glad that the... Okay. Wait.
What are you doing?
Wait. I lost
We wanted to say goodbye while this is happening.
Yeah, this is just like our little outro song.
I think we're going to do this every time.
I think we should too.
Obviously. Thank you to all of those who tuned in. Thank you
this
for...
This is a great success of a first show.
Yeah, a great success of a first show. We have a guest list, so we're going to have some guests... Maybe I can, like, bring my flute in someday.
Oh.
I don't know.
That could be really fun. Wait, bring your guitar.
My guitar. I could play guitar for the radio. Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
Who else has an instrument?
An instrument? No, I literally don't know.
Gina plays the piano.
We could bring her piano in.
She doesn't have a piano. But.
We could bring a piano in. Just a grand piano. It'll fit.
Okay. It would probably fit.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to add to the conclusion of this episode?
This is my last first episode.
Okay, that was really upsetting. How does it feel to be a second semester senior?
Stop. We don't need to
Anyways,
talk about it. I don't know why you would bring that up.
Oh, sorry about that. Catch us every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on this
awesome show.
WJRH.org. Also the radio, if you're in the area.
It's 104.9.
104.9.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
The FCC rules state that the station ID... Oh, sorry. Oh, apparently the station ID must be announced every hour, so this is us announcing it
at
the second hour, even though we didn't do it the first.
We could announce it for the next hour as well.
Yeah, we'll just
pop so
in.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, and Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
And
that's
thank you. Have a good night. Sleep so super tightly, everyone.
Sleep so super tightly. Bye.
Bye.